This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Nice to use. It's a beautiful morning as one of the theme songs of this song, for this program, back in the dark ages of the beginning of the program. Wouldn't hurt to dust off some of those older tunes. I'll have to see if I can find them. They're kind of cool to bring us into. Yeah, it's a beautiful, the Rascals did that song. But then there are others. Good morning, Debbie Reynolds, from on the movie that she did. With the dancer. Oh, his name is, it was, you know, it's like, good morning, good morning. Yada, da, da. So, here we are. A good day hour of conversation with arguably, I'm going to name us the official male and female leads. We could be the king and queen of radio talk. How about that? You want to do that?
I like it. Let's
I'm the king. It. Yeah, let's do that. You can think anything you want about who you are and what you are. And I think one of the things that the lessons I've learned doing this for as long as I've done it is that there's nothing as bad as it seems to be. Some stuff, you know, you look at some days, Manic Monday and the stuff that goes on, some of the crazy things that happen over the course of our lives. But the fact that things, even though we wrap ourselves around, for whatever the reason, the negative rather than the positive, you hear people, I wish there was more positive news. Well, there's lots of it. There's lots of good news everywhere. You know, it could be people say, well, I remember when the skies were clearer, when the greens were greener, when people were kinder, when life was more beautiful. Yeah, but you can look at it, that remembering when. Well, you can look around for that stuff now. For example, here's the story of a new machine that recycles plastic bottles into a 3D printer filament. The design was released instead of being patented, so anybody could use this. James Dyson Award, the mission of the James Dyson Award, it's pretty simple. Design something that solves a problem. Yes. That's what this program is about for the most part. Here, this is the problem. How do we solve it? Nobody would be surprised that the polyformer machine won the grand prize because it solves two problems, not one, two at one time. The co-inventors, Reitling Cheng and Swala Awais, if I'm pronouncing the name right, designed the polyformer to achieve a couple of goals, to tackle plastic waste and to figure out how to turn it into a filament for 3D printing. That's pretty cool, no matter where it is. 3D printer filament can be pretty costly to purchase for a lot of people who are just using this machine as a, you know, kind of a hobby. You've seen things made from this stuff. I don't even begin to understand how this happens, but listen, somebody figured it out. And there are a lot of countries that have a lot of plastic waste, so this would be good. Let's see here. Canadian students, cost of importing a standard roll of 3D printer filament into Rwanda was $60. Now, if you get the same roll of the stuff they're making, you can buy it a lot cheaper. And depending on where you're buying it, whether it's a country that's, you know, what do they call it, first world versus third world countries, that sort of thing. You know, there are always a lot of things in some of these countries that are added on. I'm reminded of what happened during the We Are the World concerts and the things that were donated, tons and tons and tons and tons of clothing, that sort of stuff, and food, which all sat on the docks in these various countries in Africa because the country didn't want it to affect their ability to make their own clothing. And or they didn't want the food because it got in the way of what they were growing. I mean, the ignorance that was a result of that was mind-blowing.
It's anyway. A now mentality rather than the true cause and effect. And what's awesome about this is that local students, designers, different makers have access to these low-cost 3D printers, and it keeps plastic bottles out of potential landfills or becoming trash that always end up making their way into the oceans.
It's a mess. What we have, we've made a mess, created a mess. Let's see if we can fix it. So this fixes a problem. There you go. That's what I said earlier. That's what we're about. There's the story. That was the problem, and that was the fix. Okay, so the Biden administration is going back to the Supreme Court. You know, last week we were talking about another appeal. There have been three of them on the student loan plan. So the president has said that his loan forgiveness effort is right-headed, and it's the right thing to do. And most of us say, no, it's not the right thing to do. It's not fair. It hasn't been thought through.
Because so anyway, it's going to the root of the problem. It's a quick fix for a certain amount of people. It's not actually fixing what the issue is.
No. It's not fair. It's not right. It's not just. I don't want my money going. I'd be happy to help if I'm able to. See, that's the problem with government programs. All of these things that are done, I haven't voted on this stuff. And you say, well, you voted for a representative who voted for you. Well, it turns out my representative doesn't vote for me at all. I don't agree with 95% of the things that she votes for, on, or against. I just don't care for her style. I don't care for her philosophy. I don't like her, period. I mean, I didn't about her, but I don't like what she does. Anyway, so here we have it. She's in favor of the student loan plan, my congresswoman. And so, I send notes to over there and ask, why and how do you do it? What about other people? And, I get a lot of lip service and bunk them back. Or she'll blame somebody for something that has nothing to do with this program. At any rate, it's a dream come true for the people who could benefit from it, but it's not fair for everybody. And so what do we do? I don't know.
Well, one can argue life isn't fair. That's kind
of that's true.
The easy escape out. But it goes back to, it doesn't fix the actual problem. There are still the interest rates are way too high.
It's crazy.
Absurd that I know people who went to school, put so much money towards their education for really good jobs. They got these good jobs. They got these amazing degrees, but they couldn't keep up with their student debt, and they ended up leaving their work field to go do something else and became entrepreneurs themselves just to get more money in an effort to get rid of all of their student debt. That was their that became their main purpose in life, was getting rid of their student debt, and it had taken decades to do so. It should not be that way.
It's a curse. It's a curse. It is. It's good. But it's not good. Okay, so people in the news. A former Arizona teacher says that she began filming explicit content and posting it to a paid subscription service known as OnlyFans because her family was struggling financially. Her name is Samantha Peer. Did she resign or she get fired from Lake Havasu?
She was let go, and her husband, who is also a teacher, appeared in one of the videos. He was fired just this month. And the thing is, so she was doing these videos. She had a different name. She had it set so, with OnlyFans, you have to be of a certain age anyway to use it. But she also had it set that no users in the state of Arizona would be able to access her stuff. So
how'd they find out about it?
Secret. And that's the question of how this came to be, how this came to light. But apparently some parents of students found out, the students found out, the faculty, administrators found out, and she was let go. And one can argue that she was trying to get more money to keep her family afloat. But there is one video, and who's to say if this was the video that is the reason she got fired or just the fact that she was on OnlyFans, but she did do one of the videos on school property. It was after school hours. No students were on the premises, but she still used it her classroom.
Probably not good
for one of the videos. And so it is kind of a question, was that what got her fired? Because, that definitely goes against the rules. But if she didn't do that video and this was still found out, would she have still gotten fired?
Mm-hmm. Well, I can think of a lot of young boys who would probably be pretty happy to see whatever it was that she was seeing. I don't know the site, but I can imagine what was going on. But I also can see and understand. Lake Havasu is an area. This program has been heard in Lake Havasu for a long time. So I'm sure that I'll get some feedback from folks listening there on my I don't have a Twitter account, Instagram or Facebook account, or just sending emails. That happens a lot, too. The husband, teacher, wife, it just, what can you do to fix a problem like this? You know, maybe she's got certain talents and she, you know, was able to use them and that was cool. But I don't know, there's got to be something that makes this right. And doing it on school grounds, not right.
Yeah, that's the over the line. But aside from that one, she really didn't do anything illegal. And she even went above and beyond to make sure that nobody in the state of Arizona had access to it.
Yeah.
So how it was found out, how her school district and community found out, that is to be determined.
Elizabeth Holmes is pregnant, and Elizabeth Holmes is going to jail for 11 years. She could have got 20 years. But 11 years. This is the lady who founded Theranos, was worth billions of dollars, cooked up a scheme, apparently.
Lost her money about as fast as she gained it all.
Yep. It was a new kind of blood testing that supposedly she had invented. But anyway, so there's that HBO documentary. I think there's a Hulu miniseries, too, about her.
Oh, there's a couple. Amanda Seyfried played her in one, and then Jennifer Lawrence was supposed to portray Elizabeth Holmes in a different TV show or movie. I can't remember which one. But because Amanda Seyfried did such a standout job, Jennifer Lawrence backed out of the project. She was like, another project does not need to be made.
Yeah.
Nobody else needs to portray Elizabeth Holmes. Amanda Seyfried did such a bang-up job. Nobody else needs to do this.
135 months in a federal prison, 3 years of supervised release. And did she have a pen? I don't think she has any money left from what they had at the beginning. The fellow who's her partner.
She has money from selling her story.
Yeah. Right, whatever it is, the story.
And it was a nonviolent crime. You would think that it would be reversed, that maybe her
something
crime.
Yeah, you could do something else with her besides just throwing her in jail. I kind of object to that. 18 past the hour. This is Good Day.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Finding the right Medicare plan? Oof, no easy feat. Kind of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens FindRx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that. When you need to talk Medicare, Walgreens is here. Start shopping today at walgreens.com/Medicare.
Discover the holiday preview event with 50% off everything at Banana Republic Factory for a limited time. From essential sweaters to timeless outerwear, explore the best of the season starting at $24.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic.
I'm Shanola Hampton. I support the Feeding America network of food banks because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, we could try to fill the remaining time with awkward pauses. It's often done for comedic effect. Is it working? I can't tell if this is funny. Maybe this is so bad it's funny. Wow, we really peaked at the save big when you switched to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
After the hour. How do you do? Here we go into another Celebrity Corner. Social media trending items, and certainly the trending focus on two of not just America's greatest singers, the world's greatest singers. What with the supposed final concert of Elton John, and in that same moment, Adele kicked off her Vegas residency. This has been going on for months, right? Since the beginning of the year, she had some deal and she got out of it.
Yeah, this was like the whole thing where it was supposed to start. She was basically hours away from it starting, right. And then she postponed it.
Right. Yeah. I love this song, man. Crank this up, will you, James? Something about this song. It just captured her and her ability to just grab you. Right? This song just, like most of her songs, there's so much power.
It's effortless when she sings. It's like she opens her mouth and this amazing sound comes out that some people look like they are straining to achieve.
Yeah. Bruce Springsteen, who has 3-hour concerts like 3 or 4 times a week, I don't understand how he keeps up with it. You look at the veins in his, when you see him singing, the veins in his neck are popping out. Wow. Hers aren't, but she's got that there. That's what's in common with Elton John. They're both Brits. That's one thing in common that they have. They both have come on so strong from the very beginning of their career. One wonders, I was thinking about that, because Elton John is, what, 75, 76, somewhere in there, 77? I think something in that vicinity. And what Adele will be like when she gets to be that age. Because she's in her 30s now. And she started with the flair that surrounds her as did Elton John's beginnings. I think there's a lot in common. So anyway, she appeared for the first time, 34 years old. Colosseum is in Caesar's Palace. 4,000 people there. Her son and her boyfriend. And the audience, she said, thank you so much for coming back to me. She sang many of her hits. I love all of these. Easy on Me, Skyfall, Rolling in the Deep, Rumor Has It. Just those are all when she got a little romantic embracing her boyfriend Rich Paul while singing When We Were Young. So she hadn't been on the stage for 5 years. Right? She got emotional, welled up with tears a couple of times during the show. She has always said she didn't really like doing this. She gets scared.
Yeah, she has such bad stage fright, like this debilitating stage fright that clearly she has worked through.
To be able
to tour and even do this, a residency, and I'm sure being able to perform the same show at the same venue is also, like, it makes it feel like
security. Home. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Yep. So she said, you can't buy me. You can't buy me for nothing. I'm not going to just do a show because I have to or because people are going to be let down or because we're doing it to make loads of money. The show needs to be good. That's why she changed. That's why she moved it.
Yeah, they were not up to her standards the first time. And so she was like, uh-uh, I'm not doing this right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was just the day before she was supposed to do it, too, as I recall.
Mm-hmm.
So good for her. I think remember Tom? You probably don't remember Tom Jones. Do you remember Tom Jones? Do you know who Tom Jones is? Yeah. Huge, big British voice. Pretty much like Engelbert Humperdinck some of the singers that have come out of England with these huge voices and great reverend. They're still, Tom Jones and Engelbert Humperdinck, his real name is Jerry Dorsey, they're still performing today. And so there's that train, that string of really good Brit performers, and Adele's now leading the pack, as it were. 28 past the hour on Good Day. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure, got diabetes, no problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An earthquake shook Indonesia's main island of Java on Monday, killing at least 46 people, damaging dozens of buildings, and sending residents into the capital streets for safety. The U.S. Geological Survey said the magnitude 5.6 quake was centered in the Cianjur region in West Java province. A 22-year-old gunman opened fire in an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs, Colorado over the weekend, killing 5 people and injuring 25. The suspect was subdued by patrons and arrested by police. Colorado Springs Police Chief Adrian Vasquez.
Detectives are also looking to identify if there were any other individuals who assisted the suspect. The motive of the crime is part of the investigation, and whether this was a hate crime is part of that investigation.
49ers at Cardinals for tonight's Monday Night Football game. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. But I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thanksgiving Day to those family celebrations, passing our knowledge down through the years at the gathering of
generations. It's a song from early in my broadcast career, Ray Davies, and Thanksgiving is Thanksgiving week, so we'll focus on giving thanks. Why not, right? Hear it. A round of applause for Thanksgiving. Yay!
Woohoo!
Right. And then there'll be Christmas in Rockefeller Center. Right? Won't that be the day after? When do they do that?
That's going to be the 30th. Like the big performances and everything.
Yeah, that's a week from Wednesday. Okay, yeah. So what do we have for... excuse me. Hold on a minute. For good news, here's the discovery of the day. Fellow found a rare wedding ring going back to medieval times with his metal detector. He wasn't, let me get that, that's a misplaced modifier. The metal, he didn't have a metal detector back in medieval times. He found a medieval wedding ring. Using his metal detector.
Current day metal detector.
Yes, yeah, that's it. Got $47,000 for it, right? Good for him.
Yeah.
Guys, He found it, and he didn't think very much of it. It was found on the beach near Dorset, which is a fabulous place. If you've ever been to Dorset, it's on the coast. It's a wonderful British seaside resort. Just fabulous. Anyway, so the fellow's name is David Board. He's 69. He got permission to search a pasture, and he came. Detector found something, and so he had it. He brought it to the auctioneer to check it out.
Mm-hmm. See if it was a legit situation. And it was in near perfect condition still.
But it had been 5 inches underground. So that tells you a couple of different things about the way the planet works. If this goes back to medieval times, which would be, what, the 10th century, 11th century in there, 12th century, the time of the invasion, 1044 was the invasion of England, I think. Anyway, so over the years, those 500 years, if it fell on the earth, so in 500 or 1,000 years, 5 inches of dirt has blown around and landed on top of this thing. Now, maybe somebody stepped on it, went down a little bit, but it wouldn't have gotten to 5 inches below the ground unless somebody dug a hole and stuck it there, which is probably unlikely. But these are great stories. Can you imagine what the lives were like of the people who were touched by this? See, that's where I always go. What was the woman like who wore this ring? What was going on? Did you have children?
How did they get lost? What happened
to her? Yeah, exactly. So, a great treasure. It was called the Lady Brooke Medieval Diamond Ring. I don't think it's been at auction yet, has it? They thought it would be worth $47,000. That was the estimate.
Mm-hmm.
But it hasn't been put up yet.
Going to get. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Now, speaking of things that were sold, Bob Dylan's high school sweetheart used to get letters from him. So, of course, somebody found them, and they put them up to auction, and they sold for $670,000. Why would anybody pay? But somebody, you know.
Yeah, but this is a great one. It's a bookshop in Portugal.
Yeah, the bottom.
They kind of like decided that they are the world's most beautiful bookshop, and they plan to keep these letters in an archive that will be protected and visitors can see. So it's one of those things that it's not just for some super rich person.
No, right, it's for everybody.
This is something that the public can enjoy.
Yep. Robert Zimmerman, his given name, and his girlfriend at the time was Barbara Ann Hewitt. So there are 150 pages of love letters. I think that's sweet, actually. Have you ever... All right, let's get to the bottom line here. Jay, who has sent you love letters over the course of your life? Your father's listening.
No,
so be careful.
I've never received
a
letter.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my heavens.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Well, if you love whoever you're with, you didn't need the love letters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that was my problem. I used to send love letters. There were two or three people that I really cared a lot about, and as I was maturing, growing up, it took me a long time, my relationships with women, to actually grow up. But I remember sending some of the, and they weren't even meant to be love letters, but they really were.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just sort of things. I'm not going to offer you what they were, because that's between me and them.
But it also doesn't show that everybody conveys their own messages in different ways.
Yes, differently. Right.
Even goes along with the love languages, where it's like acts of service or gifts or touch or affirmations and everything. Some people have an easier time in speaking or writing. Some people turn to art to convey how much they love somebody.
Apparently, she's died, Ms. Hewitt, and so the estate has these 42 letters. And they're auctioning, that's what they're auctioning them off as. $670,000 handwritten Dylan letters. I think there have been some that have, he must have been quite the lover because he used to send out a lot of letters to various women, and they kept them all, not knowing that he was going to be, I'm sure Ms. Hewitt didn't know at the time that he was going to be famous.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But she kept them, which must mean that she loved him.
Yeah.
Right?
Or she put them in a box and forgot about it.
Yeah, maybe. I like the other one. The other but yeah, way to think about it is much more romantic.
Better, because rom-coms rule.
Yes, right. It's here for rom-coms. All right, so here we go with another Do-Re-Mi story. This is the famous home from A Christmas Story. Apparently it's up for sale. Fans of this home, if you go back to 1983 when A Christmas Story came out, if you're a fan, you recognize this Victorian-era property, Ralphie Parker's house. Now, did they use the inside of the house or just the outside?
No, they only used the outside, but I think it was 2002 or sometime within the last 20 years, mm-hmm. somebody bought it and completely remodeled the inside of the house to match what the was happening on the inside of the house.
I remember that. Mm-hmm. It's in Cleveland someplace.
Museum.
How far is it from you? It's in Cleveland somewhere. Downtown? Is it downtown
probably
Cleveland?
Probably about 20 minutes.
Yeah. So, yeah, the first time it sold was 2004 for $150,000. And then they fixed it all up, as you've suggested.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's on 1.3 acres of land. There's a gift shop. Of course, it's going to be a tourist trap. That's what it is. Right?
Well, and there actually is a museum next door. So it's like whoever buys it, they don't have to open their home to visitors, but it doesn't mean people aren't going to still want to take photographs from sitting outside, and they are going to visit the museum. And then what is it, the Bumpus house, the famous, the neighbors or whatever? There's the outdoor.
I don't know the film. I'm not a fan of the film. I don't know the film. But I'm sure you do. And so I take whatever you say there as gospel. Now, the gospel according to Elton John, good Doug. I got Elton John in my mind today because of his final concert. No, Elon Musk's gospel is to fire a bunch of people that didn't like him and to bring Donald Trump back to Twitter 2 years after getting banned. The former president is what sort of things been posting on his Twitter account? I don't follow this stuff.
Well, so what Elon Musk did, he didn't just reinstate Trump's Twitter account. He did a poll and he asked everybody worldwide.
Wasn't it about 50-50? Yeah.
What?
It was pretty close, as I remember.
It was. It was pretty close. But by the end of what the poll was, I think, I can't remember. It was up for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And by the end, the majority said reinstate President Trump. And he did almost immediately.
Mm-hmm. So then, as the question stays, what did Trump use it for? I'm not a Twitter follower much, frankly. And I don't really, truth be told, I don't really care what Donald Trump posts. Has nothing to do with politics. I just don't care. You know, it doesn't make any difference to me one way or another. I could care less. But a lot of people are interested. So is there something, did he say something dramatic? Some of the tweets from him?
No, he has not tweeted since 2015.
Hasn't he? So he's at Real Donald Trump. That's the tweet,
Real
isn't
Donald
it?
Trump is his handle.
Yeah.
He has not tweeted anything.
Won't it be interesting if he never uses it again?
Well,
after all of this?
And his whole thing was that's why he created, one of the many reasons why he created Truth Social. So if he comes back to Twitter, is he kind of abandoning Truth Social? Is he disowning it? It would be interesting whether or not he does. I feel like once he goes into the hard run for presidency and things really start ramping up, I can't see him not using every social media platform.
Everything he can use. Exactly. Right. A lot of sports activity, the World Cup, the basketball, all of the things that people are getting excited about. And I was reading on the plane coming back, this was an overview, if you will, of sports betting and how quickly it has changed from being illegal to being one of the biggest caches, C-A-S-H-E,
so
in the country.
From their phones.
4 years ago, you couldn't bet in the United States. Now, you can watch the game, you can attend the game, you can be talking about the game, but if, and you can, well, these sports, one of the great radio stations in the country. I thought this was really, it shows you the state of radio. My business, I love it. But some of these people that own some of these stations, man, they got their head stuck in the sand. So this radio station, KGO in San Francisco, one of the greatest talk stations in the country. But the bean counters that are running some of these big companies, they don't want to pay the salaries that it takes to keep good people on the air. I remember Ron Owens, who was on KGO. Many of you from California, Northern California, remember Ron Owens. At the height of his career, he was making about $2.5 million a year, and he was worth every penny of it because he brought in all the advertisers. He had the largest audience of any program on any radio station in San Francisco. And then the new owners came in and said, nah, we don't want to pay that much money. So he eventually quit, and the radio station went down into the toilet from then. So the radio station, which was billing millions and millions and millions of dollars a year, stopped billing. So what do? They're going to take the path of least resistance. Well, they can't make the billing that way. They don't understand, you know, which the action and the reaction. So now they put sports betting on it. And this is happening to dozens and dozens of radio stations around the country. This is a huge multi-billion dollar gambling enterprise that has erupted in our country, and stations are just taking advantage of it. I get that. We're all here to make a buck if we can. But there are things, it's just interesting to look at who is bidding, betting on what. And there's not much oversight either to this, by the way, now, whether somebody's going to get all excited about this. But the thing that bothers me is how much is being used for college athletics. That, I think, is just wrong. But that's me. And here we are on the Me program with Jay at 48 after the hour.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Discover the holiday preview event with 50% off everything at Banana Republic Factory for a limited time. From essential sweaters to timeless outerwear, explore the best of the season starting at $24.99. Find your nearest store or shop online. Only at Banana Republic.
I'm Shanola Hampton. I support the Feeding America network of food banks because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stacked junior bacon cheeseburger or crispy chicken BLT. Plus 4-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5.
You got that Biggie Bag.
That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price participation may vary. Includes 4-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Whoops, wait a minute. Let's make it 53 after. Okay, Tom? Not 23 after.
That sounds fine.
53 past the hour. Money Pit time on the Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program. We have questions. We have answers. We have problems. We have solutions. And so let's get to Tom from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, the podcast, the newsletters, etc. Here's listener Sue, who is on board from Illinois. One of her countertops, Tommy, is 2 feet of butcher block. They put in new countertops, sanded down the butcher block to look, make it look fresh. Mm-hmm. Now she wants to know what to put on it to make the wood last. I think that's
a great
question. Right.
So with butcher block, you have to be really careful because it's very absorbent, right? And especially when you're going to be cutting meats on it, it's hard to clean. So you do want to seal it good. Now, there are food-grade finishes, and that's the key. It has to stay food grade, so it's not like a normal like varnish or polyurethane. It's a special finish that's called food grade finish that does give it a nice finish to it, a good looking finish to it, but is safe to use with food on top of it. The other thing that you can do is something really simple is you can use wax. You can use like a butcher block wax, like a beeswax, and what you do with that is you heat the wax up and then you apply it to the butcher block and let it soak in. And then you scrape off the excess and buff it. So there's a couple of ways to do it, but it is important that you seal that to prevent the juices that will leak in there from meat that you're cutting on it. Because if it sits there long enough, you could get E. coli. So that's why you want to be careful with butcher block.
I think we ought to fix it. It's not only for meat, but I think psychedelic mushrooms are pretty cool to cut up on. Don't you think on butcher block? There were a few of those.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know you don't. Well, listen, you'll grow up and be as mature as me someday, and then, wow. Okay, Let's talk about what's in the podcast currently running at moneypit.com/podcast for your listening and dancing pleasure. The house plants that come in at this time of year. You better get them inside if you want to save them. Frost pretty much everywhere. And so there are some that are easier to take care of than others.
Yeah, this is one of my more popular stories on MoneyPit.com. Hard to kill house plants because this time of year, we want some greenery inside the house. But, you want them to last more than a month, right? So we have 13 hard to kill house plants in the podcast this week, and a post on moneypit.com. So we talk about the snake plants, the jade plants, the golden pothos plants, and those sorts of plants that are really good air cleaners, for example, but are pretty durable as a plant.
I'm involved in developing an old farm, and it has a carriage house in it.
Yeah.
And there are these huge, like 13, 14 foot high trees in pots growing inside.
Inside. Wow.
Right.
Pretty impressive.
I don't know what to do with them, frankly. I don't think they'll survive outside. If we just took them outside and planted them like real plants, I don't think they'd survive. But it's an interesting conundrum.
Hardest to kill house plants are the silk ones, Doug. Just remember.
The silk ones. Yes, got it.
Just don't overwater.
Right. Yeah, with the flowers, too. All right, the Money Pit newsletter idea. Great ideas. This is at moneypit.com/newsletter. What's new there this week?
Well, we got some tips on toy storage tips for kids' bedrooms, because we want to make room for all those holiday gifts. And some tips.
The best tip is to throw out the old ones, isn't it?
Yeah,
give them away. Yeah, bring them to a...
Find all those Legos before you step on them.
Yeah, that's for sure. But don't take the toys that aren't being used anymore and give them away. There are all kinds of collection boxes this time.
That's right. Upcycle.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So generally speaking, there are things that I was going to ask your advice. This development we're working on, it's going to be very upscale. I'm going to offer different things for people. They can choose from A, B, or C, like a Chinese restaurant. You know, what kind of a kitchen you want. What's the most popular kitchen brand for stoves and that kind of stuff? What do you hear in your travel?
Well, you know, people love these commercial kitchens, but the truth be told is that the ranges that you put in there are not really commercial ranges, because if you put a commercial range in a residential house, you'd burn it down. They don't have the same sorts of insulation protections.
Right.
So I think the commercial ranges are still style of appliance, but they do have a version that looks commercial, but it's really not. It's really safe for residential use. So think about that.
Yeah. All right. Well, a word to the wise always. MoneyPit.com podcast, MoneyPit.com newsletter, MoneyPit.com Tom. he's the money man at the Money Pit. 59 past the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.